and I want to introduce you.
Dr. Natasha Scherr is greeting her patients in an exam room at Children's National Health System. Only her patients aren't exactly in the room with her. They're on a computer screen.
Are you hearing me well?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Every single division at Children's National is starting to incorporate telemedicine. We're trying to do multidisciplinary clinics.
Dr. Scherr has been seeing about 50 patients via telemedicine since January as part of a pilot program she's running in the hospital's Rare Disease Institute. Shannon Shen is one of the families participating. Three of her children require specialized care, but driving them to Children's from their home in Manassas, Virginia, was borderline impossible for a number of reasons.
And so the idea is that if we can reduce transportation barriers and make visits a little bit more efficient, we might see patients that otherwise would have been missed, may not have been referred to faraway academic centers, and that has been happening in our pilot.
Dr. Scherr says telemedicine can't replace in-person visits, but it can be a better option for those quick check-ins.
I do think that incorporating it more and more will make people's lives easier, will reduce transportation costs, and ultimately will get people back into the home and with their families and why they come in the first place, which is not to spend time here, but to spend time out of here with the best quality of life possible. So that's the hope. Good to see you. Thanks for
Rachel Nania, WTOP News.